We are live.
Say hello to the audience.
He's like, no.
He was all chatty earlier.
Oh my goodness, you guys, we are so sleepy right now.
We don't know why.
But thank y'all for tuning in for another week.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate y'all. Truly.
Does that look like the Proud Family?
The uncle?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
I love Bobby. That's his name.
I can't even remember. Because if it's the grandma.
Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama. Yeah, yeah.
Sugar Mama. Penny. Oscar. Trudy. The twins. BB and CC.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I also forgot her boyfriend's name. The man who was like. He should just laugh because he spoke Spanish.
I don't remember.
I forgot his name. But Bobby was the uncle. Dijonay, Sticky,
yes,
Zoe,
Sticky.
La Cienega. They'll make you scream and make you want to sing. Family thing, family, proper family.
I didn't know Kyla Pratt sure was Penny Proud.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It makes you want to hug him. Family, bang, family, real proud family. Cedric the Entertainer was Bobby.
Yes!
He's tight knowing that you're there. The lady from Family Matters was Sugar Mama.
Oh, the Grove Sisters.
Yes. The lady from R&B Divas was Trudy. I can't remember her name.
Oh, Carlos Mencia. Felix? I don't remember Felix.
That was La Cienega's daddy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wizard Kelly.
Who voiced him?
It says Aries Spears.
Oh, okay.
Let me click on. Samuel L. Jackson was in one of the episodes.
They have lots and lots of things.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the Proud Family movie with like the weird peanut thing.
That kind of scared me. I'm not gonna lie. I'm Dr. Caviar.
And then Sugar Mama had like the biggest crush on him.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Caviar. When he got burned, he was burned at the end. Terrifying.
He was?
Like the little Carver, the Dr. Carver thing. He was like, when they realized he was evil, he was like a little black burnt thing. Terrified me.
Oh, you're right.
I was like, oh, no, this is the worst. I think he just had like a mask on or something. And he was actually like burnt. And it scared me.
So apparently Boyz II Men is coming to town.
When?
I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook.
I absolutely adore Boyz II Men. Even though Wanya doesn't take care of his kids. August the 2nd. Thank you. It's outside.
Oh, boo, in August? Boo.
Yes. I must attend, though. I don't care about that. 100. Now, listen, Boyz II Men. Love you, do. I've seen them, though, in concert.
I haven't. Boyz II Men.
Hi. Wee. Oh, he's licking my arm. Oh, God. Terrifying. Their tickets are high. Oh, and Robin Thicke? I'm lost without you. Lost without you.
Oh, yes, singing, baby.
I know that's right. He's like, I know good music when I hear it. And when I first, the first time I heard Boyz II Men in concert, I about cried. It was so beautiful. I was like,
oh, no, don't lay down. I totally forgot my iPad.
He's getting comfortable.
Don't get comfortable. Hang on.
Come back to me. Get you some scratches. Yes, yes. She's coming back. He thinks he's like all food. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Anytime that I walk in this direction, I'll give you something for your troubles.
He's like, I got all the way up. I don't really want to be outside, though.
My mom bought me a neck fan.
Yeah, I got one just too.
And the AC is like broken at work. I almost took it.
Oh, God. And
it's only like not circulating in certain areas. It's like so hot.
We went to freaking some black owned business. That sounds so bad. some black owned business this weekend called, I don't know, I won't say that. I'll tell you personally because this is probably going to be slander. Okay. It was awful.
A restaurant or?
Yeah, it was a restaurant. Pissed me off. And the air wasn't working in there either. The food was so nasty.
Kind of like, what was the theme of the restaurant? Like,
black. they had like chicken. He's playing with the blinds again. Chicken, fried chicken. I don't know. It didn't make sense. They were just like, here's the food. Black people always want like, we got lamb chops. like salmon. They had salmon, lamb chops. They had catfish. That's what I got. I shouldn't have never got that because I knew better. Because you people don't know how to wash your fish. Listen, I don't want to taste the fish and taste the whole fucking pond that it come out of. I don't want to taste that or the river. I don't know. Very, very fishy. Soak that shit and get some of that off of there.
But yeah. I hate whenever my food doesn't.
Girl, and I spent some money on that food too. And I didn't eat. And then the motherfuckers cooked the french fries in the fish oil. You could taste it. And I was like, what if somebody was allergic? That's not okay. Oh, pissed me off. It was about to be some black on black crime, but I let it go.
I haven't heard of that place.
Don't go. Mm-hmm. And it was hot in there. And I asked the girl, I was like, hey, love, I said, is y'all's air out? She was like, I don't know. I was like, they don't tell y'all nothing here? She was like, no. She's like, I just came to work today and it was hot and I'm sweating. I was like, damn, I wouldn't work here if I was you if they didn't tell me anything. But anyways.
Dang.
That was stupid. I was like, I won't be patronizing no one's business again.
Maybe their cocktails are better. Maybe they're
no, like, they weren't. I got one of them too, and it was fucking disgusting. I got a sex on the beach, and it tasted like sex in a motel. It pissed me off. I was so mad. You can't. How you mess up a sex on the beach, baby? I can make a better one at my house, girl. We went to the Cherry Blossom Festival. Oh my goodness, what's going on? He's getting me so
bad. I don't know, I guess he's happy right now. He was taking a nap.
They had the Cherry Blossom Festival this weekend, Saturday.
It was fun. How was that?
It was cool or whatever. I didn't like, the food, great. They're gonna end up getting like some teriyaki chicken and some rice. Ooh. And then we got like bubble tea and like some fruit tea. It was so good. I think it was like strawberry mango bubble tea. Ooh, with like popping one. It was really good. And then we got some fruit tea. Oh my god, let me tell you about this lady I saw. So you know, people were cosplaying and things. Okay. And more power to you. She had like a leotard, right? And her bush was all out the sides of it.
Okay.
I was like, girl, you couldn't plait them up or nothing?
Like, that is extremely disturbing.
Like, comb it down? I mean, if you don't want to shave, don't. If you don't want to trim it up, do not. But like, girl, put a little plait down each side. Make it look a little presentable. Ooh. Or something. And it scared me. Caught me off guard so bad. I saw it. Ah. So I said, what?
What was she dressed as?
Girl, I don't know. It was
like, I was too distracted.
I said, yeah, it was just out. Whoa. Everywhere. It was children all there. I kept, people don't give a fuck. They were
the
like,
children.
The children. No. Just coochie's hair flying. Ew. Everywhere.
It was so, it was too much. It was wild.
I mean, hey y'all, if your hair is long enough to braid it, I say put some little plaits and some bows on that shit. Make it look so presentable. Nasty. No flying coochie hairs in the wind. And it was windy that day.
Ew.
Yeah, it was a bit much. I mean, but hey, like I said, if you don't want to trim your hair, don't do your thing. Be free. But please do your thing. I'm glad she's positive about it, but like, girl, brush it. Something. Shit up. Put some rollers on it. Curl it. I don't know. Oh my god, did you see where that old white man killed that Uber driver? Apparently, I was a little confused by the story. It said that, so I guess Uber now has a thing where you could pick up packages from people's houses and deliver them places. And so the woman had a pickup at this man's house. And apparently the little old man said that he had been getting like spam calls and stuff. And so he thought the lady was out there trying to rob him or something. Apparently, I guess both of them ended up getting scammed in a way. So if she ain't hurt being there, she shouldn't have been there. But her phone was telling her to be there or something like that. But anyways, the man like pulled a gun on her. This man was like 81. He had like a little revolver, pistol, pulled a gun on her, and like it was so sad. Like the little lady was just walking, like something was wrong with her leg. She was trying to get away from him, and she was like, "Please, no." And he was like, "You're not going anywhere."
Wow.
Like he was chasing her around her car, like she was trying to get in her car to leave, and he was like, "You're not going anywhere."
Wow.
He ended up killing her. Wow. And then he was like, "It was self-defense." Dash cam tells a little different story. Like, come on now. Dash cam tells a whole different story. That's wild.
It says, homeowner 81 who fatally shot innocent Uber driver thought she was tied to scammer threatening him for
$12,000. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, literally, wow. Like, chased her around the car.
Wow.
And she was trying to get away from him. Wow. It is so sad. Look how she was walking. This is just her normal walk.
I hope he rots for the rest of his days.
Yeah. And did you see that? Also, the thing about that that white man that chopped up that black girl.
What?
And killed her. She went on a date.
Chopped up?
Chopped up. I mean, I think they was on their first date and she got killed.
Oh, that gave me chills. Oh, I got chills. Wow. Milwaukee, is that the one?
It's a 19-year-old girl killed by her date. Hold on. Let me go back to Google.
He looks crazy.
Yeah, the what is this? Sadie Robinson?
Is it Sadie? Sade?
Sade. Sade. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But yeah, the Maxwell Anderson charged with death. Dismembered her.
And threw her body parts in Lake Michigan.
Yep. Insane. Absolutely freaking bonkers.
Investigators found a sex dungeon.
They found a sex dungeon?
In his basement.
Oh, in his basement.
That is... He has probably killed somebody before this.
I believe that.
That's like serial killer activity. Wow. She was only 19.
Sad day.
It is really sad. Well, today I have got a creepy story.
Oh, gosh.
That's supposedly real. Should have charged my iPad.
It'd be like that sometimes. Now I just be letting my phone go dead. I'm like, it is what it is.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
I do not.
One of my biggest pet peeves is it not charging, and then I put it on, and I'm like, because I use it to take like heart rates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay. Oh no, no, no.
At least you're compassionate. No. Forgive us for all the yawns in this episode.
It's like a yawning circle.
Yes. Now, if Kirkshanks get to yawning, I'm going to know something.
I think he's compassionate too. Yeah. One time I yawned in front of him and then he yawned.
Oh, he's like, he cares.
Oh my gosh, today at the gym we had to run uphill with like a weight on us.
Oh, God.
And I was like, pretend that you're running with
Kirk. There you go.
From a fire.
There you go.
That was my motivation. I was like, dang, I need a 20 pound.
Like, go more. Go up. Yeah. This is light work.
Okay, here we go. This one is titled, The Man I Saw Through My Night Vision Scope.
Oh, God. Dun, dun, dun.
I am a hunter. I like to hunt wild boar, specifically. Mm. Though I have been deer hunting and I have been known to get turkey for Thanksgiving. But I mostly hunt boar. In my state, it's illegal to hunt most large animals with night or thermal vision scopes, with the exception of boars. I had been saving for a year for a scope, and it was totally worth it. I took it to a range and sighted it in. There was an area that was peppered with boar activity that I knew would be perfect for a night hunt.
It was easily accessible with my truck, with easy-to-find spots that I could set up, and that overlooked a large, easy-to-navigate clearing. The night started uneventful, mostly me tinkering with my new toy, cycling through the settings. I was a little impatient. I'd spotted multiple deer, but they were out of season, and like I mentioned earlier, my current setup wasn't legal for deer. I moved to another spot I'd seen days earlier that probably wasn't much better than my first, but it gave me something to do and a new angle to look around with my new scope. After an hour or so of glassing the area, it dawned on me, this spot doesn't have much animal activity at all. No rabbits, no owls. The deer that I'd seen were hundreds of yards from where I was. Why was this pocket of land so dead at night, but lively in the day? I'd set up around 10 p.m., and it was about 2 a.m. when I started to think about packing up, maybe setting up a target before I left and taking some practice shots. I heard a crunch come from the direction I came from before. I panned my scope over and saw the silhouette of a small bear pushing through the bushes. It's important to note that my scope isn't exactly night vision. It's a thermal scope, kind of like a black and white version of what you see in the Predator movies. Mm. I adjusted my range and zoomed in a little. I remember jolting when I saw that it wasn't actually a bear. It was a man, because he was so low and hunched over, I thought I was looking at a young bear.
Oh, God.
Is that a game warden? It couldn't be. I would have seen the headlights coming up from the road where I was perched. And where could he have walked from? I was 30 miles away from anything and on public lands. I was about to call out when I adjusted my sights and noticed he was naked.
Oh.
No shoes, pants, or anything. I remember being disturbed by his movements, like a squirrel or something. Twitchy and grabbing at the foliage, sniffing around and palming the tree. Was that my tree? The one I'd been leaning against earlier? The thought terrified me. Could he smell me? Then he did something I still have nightmares about. He squatted and placed his hands in the dirt between his feet and stared straight up like a dog mid-howl. And I heard it. A voice coming from that direction. A very compelling female voice. Help! I'm lost! There was a long pause, but neither of us moved a muscle. The center of my sight was pointed at the dirt in front of his feet. I couldn't bring myself to aim directly at another person. It went against everything I'd been taught about firearms. Were they lost? Was this some guy that had gone crazy out here? Why was his voice so feminine? Help, please, I can't walk, the voice called out. That's when I called bullshit. Not only could he walk, when I first saw him, he was traversing the land with ease for a naked person. So well, I mistook him for a bear. That's a fucking trap. This guy is trying to lure me to him with a damsel in distress routine. Luckily, the lack of activity before had caused me to pack up most of my gear. I think I might have left behind a hat and a sitting pad, but I didn't give a shit in that moment. I took my eyes off him for a moment to get my pack on. I buckled my chest strap and scrambled for my rifle. To my horror, he was in the same position, but his face was staring in my direction. And I swear I saw him smile.
No, the smiles give me. No.
How the hell had he heard me get up and put my gear on? He must have easily been 150 yards away. Fuck off, I screamed in that direction. He stood upright and it hit me how tall and skinny he was. Easily 6 feet and very lean.
Oh God.
He took a couple of long strides in my direction. And I instinctively sent a round sailing above his head into the tree line. He was freaky as hell, but he hadn't really threatened me. What would I tell the cops? He stopped dead in his tracks and hunched down on all fours. The next one will fuck you up. Go away, He stayed on all fours, and this time I had my sights trained on the center of him. His eyes were just above the grass, like a large cat would stalk its prey. I was trying to stop my trembling, and knew that my voice had cracked a little on that last warning. I was terrified. That standoff probably only lasted a minute or two, but it felt like forever. In an instant, he bolted left towards the tree line opposite the road. So much for not being able to walk. I could barely keep him in my scope, he was moving so fast. He disappeared into the brush, and I sent another bullet sailing high in his direction. I racked another round and tried to pocket that mag and swap for a fresh one, but I dropped it and didn't bother looking for it.
There you go. Okay, smart.
I wasn't far from my truck, and I wanted to get out of there. I could hear him in the distance yelling in this weird sound that could have been a laugh or a cry. I scrambled up the trail and arrived at my truck, breathless. I tossed my gear into the cab, but kept the rifle in the passenger seat and sped off. For the longest time, I told that story from the perspective of having spotted some deranged crackhead living off the land. I reported it to the Fish and Game Department, but all they did was scold me for hunting at night alone. It wasn't until I told a story on a camping trip that my nephew told me about Wendigos and skinwalkers.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, skinwalker.
My story had scared the piss out of him because the spot we were camping at was technically the same forest I'd seen the thing, just 50 miles east of it. He was so spooked, his mom had to take him home.
There you go.
She was really pissed. I've gone down the rabbit hole on these scary stories. I'm not saying what I saw was definitely a Wendigo or a skinwalker, but if it was, I dodged the bullet that night.
Why'd they be smiling? The smiles be getting me.
I don't know.
Like, no,
like,
thank you.
He saw it through the black and white scope and it was looking at
no.
Oh my god. Whenever he like dropped his things.
And why would he take his eye off? I wouldn't have took my eye off. Like, I would have been there all night. Like, just. I would have been there literally all night.
Being alone outside at night scares me as it is.
I'd be scared.
I would be so scared going out there at night. He was out there until like 2 a.m. or something. I don't
First
know.
Of all, I don't even like being outside at my own home that I've lived at for 10 years. 10 yeah. plus years, actually. Yeah. The fuck? No! Like, even at my new job that I work, like, I make friends so I don't walk by myself at night. I'm terrified. No.
That's the smart thing to do.
It is so easy for, like, we're not big ladies. It's so easy for somebody to snatch us up and we're gone.
A boar would kill me for sure. Run me over.
Like, just get pushed over, stampede. Oh, like, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. It's a very common thing to read with, like, paranormal things, that if a ghost is around or an apparition is around or mm-hmm. something weird, then it gets quiet around you. Like, no birds.
You don't hear anything. No, it's like eerily quiet.
Yeah, and he was like saying that it was very quiet and he hadn't seen animals around.
That's how you know it's evil. They yeah. be scattering. They scared like we scared. Shit. No. Everybody's scared. Like, hey, we all, everybody can't, somebody got to get some strength. Everybody can be scared. I would like to remain scared, okay? Pick somebody else to be strong. Yeah. It's not gonna be me.
It also cracked me up that it was naked.
Like.
And twitchy.
And he's like 6 feet. I was like, well, that's it for me.
Yes. Tall, lanky things are terrifying. So scary. What
so
is that?
Scary. Slenderman.
Slenderman.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
He's just like,
oh,
terrifying.
No.
Terrifying.
No.
Terrifying. No thanks. I hate things like that walk on stilts. And
me too.
Oh, please. Oh my like, God. Why are you so...
I was terrified of the circus and, like, fairs whenever I was little because there would be people
We used to go to this thing called the Africa Street Festival and they would have on, like, African attire and they'd have on, like, masks and stuff. I'd be terrified. I'm like, please don't come over here. Every time they come over, I'm like, No!
It's like, hold me with my dad.
Get me! You're just gonna let him play. No.
Yeah, this one says that his voice cracked. He was like, the next one will fuck you up.
I'd have been like, please. my God. I would have left everything.
Yeah.
I would have been.
Left your gun too.
Pissy. If you get home, just piss down your leg. Crazy.
Because I feel like, as an aunt, I would probably spook my nephews and nieces.
But it would have to be something that I'm not scared of for me to be able to do that. Because yeah. Most of the time I'm like, TT's scared too bad.
Then everybody's scared.
We said what?
The mom picks up everyone.
See, that stuff like that. Like, if we're already in like a type of situation, bitch, don't play with me.
Like if a camp that we're like.
Don't tell me no scary shit. No. Don't fucking play with me, because baby, I will pack my things and I will go. No, I'm not staying. Like, don't play with me. That was the quickest way to piss me off. The quickest way. Baby, actually, you know what? I'm going home. I'm going to go with him. Come get me. No, come get me.
It's like that meme, the guy, the one with the glasses and his arms are crossed. He's just calling your mom.
Hey, let me tell you. I had some friends in high school.
Okay.
Was it high school? I feel like it was high school. They was real cool. They were twins, right? Okay. They were a little different. They were kind of goth, right?
Okay.
I went to, like, this is back when, you know, back in the day, like, I didn't have a good relationship with death, and death scared me. Like, I hate graveyards, hated even looking at graveyards. Like I said, my friends were goth, right? I went to a birthday party, and they were like, let's go to the graveyard. I was like, the only color there. I said, oh. It was dark. And I was like, let's go to the graveyard. And I was like,
no, that's so
girl, everybody went to the graveyard. They left me at the party outside by myself in the backyard. I said, somebody gonna have to come get me. Come pick me up. Mama, what's wrong? They in the graveyard. Doing what? Baby, I don't know. I'm not. Come get me. Girl, I ain't go to Nam birthday party ever again. Girl, by the time I got back, my sister was like, see y'all, thank you so much for the invite. I won't be back. Baby, I don't play shit like that. No, what y'all doing over there? What's the view?
I feel like that also happened to me in middle school, but girl, it was like Halloween.
That's even worse.
Yeah, and everybody was like gathering at the cemetery before we went out trick-or-treating.
Gathering?
Yeah, I don't know. I was not comfortable, but yet I stayed.
Girl, absolutely not, baby. Get me up out of here. The whites are doing white things.
They were all white.
I'm not interested. They come and got me so quick. I said, thank you. Y'all knew, hey, break 19, this is Mercy. Mercy 911, baby, come get me.
Did, like, the other people know that you were leaving, or did they just come back and you were gone?
I told her parents. Her parents was like, hey, okay. I'm gone. Baby, they was walking back from the graveyard. My car was like this. Just...
In the opposite direction.
Girl, it was dark.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm just up. I'm like, just... baby. And her parents kind of was like, their parents kind of scared me too. Like, because they was just white. And I just like, y'all just letting them go to the graveyard? Y'all think this cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't trust nobody out here. So I just sat outside with the dog until my sister got there. The dog was like, I'm like.
The dog's like,
maybe if he, hey, can I catch a ride with y'all?
You're like driving off with the dog.
Just, it's okay. We're going to civilization. It's all tight. Listen.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. But hunting stories, creepy hunting stories.
Oh my God. Terrifying.
Okay, so I've got happier stories.
Oh, yes. More my speed. More my speed.
Okay, I saw, this was the name that I saw, okay, on the schedule.
Oh, Lord.
P-H-U-C-K-E-T.
Okay.
And the tech was like, she went out there. She was like, fuck it.
Anybody?
It was a cat named Fuck It.
It was a cat named Fuck It.
It was a cat named Fuck It.
People are so interesting.
Yeah. And it was a really nice cat, too. I was like, you don't deserve that.
You don't. Sweet baby.
But I wanted to know why. I didn't ask, but I was like, I wonder how they...
They were like...
They were like, I don't know, Fuck It.
Jesus. Like, okay. I'm like, Fuck It. Fuck It Jones. Who got the fuck? Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Yeah, so now all the prescriptions are going to say, like,
oh, God. Fuck It Jones. Lordy be.
Okay, so another thing. It all started with me pulling into work.
Oh.
And there was a big red pickup truck next to me. And I pulled in. And I was like, what in the... And this bird was, like, pecking at the back window and, like, trying to get into that truck. And it was, like, doing, like, a weird, like, thing. And I was like, I think that bird's trying to mate with that truck. And then I took a video of it. And then I went inside. And then I was like, who drives the red pickup truck? And the tech was like, me. And I was like, I think there was a bird trying to mate with your truck. And she was like, that fucking bird.
Oh.
So apparently,
she knows the bird.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, it's like this bird that just terrorizes everybody in the parking lot. And I didn't. There's another tech that is so scared of birds. She's terrified of birds. And she said, one time I pulled in with my SUV and I parked, and then I hear.
What is that bird's beef with humans?
She's like, she like looked in the rearview mirror, and the bird was like,
"Yeah, come outside! I'm gonna jump in." Yeah.
She was trying to like, I don't know, attack her, or get in the car. I don't know, but that bird is terrorizing everybody in that parking
lot. What's the bird's beef? He got beef.
I don't know. It looks like a little female cardinal, but yeah, I don't know. She hates us.
She's like. Scram. Yeah, probably. They probably knocked down her nest when they built the clinic. And she's just like, I shall like, for the rest of my life. She's like,
it was her wing.
She's like, it's like that shrimp on Shark Tales. Can you say Shark Tales?
It was a long time ago. That's a good movie. I need to watch it again.
When they were.
Let me look
they
it up.
They were trying to get him to eat the shrimp, and the shrimp had like a whole dialogue. He was like, please don't eat me. He was like, oh, my sister had a baby, and then he lost his legs, and now it's a stump. And, you know, I'm working third shift down at the factory to make it, you know, the baby's fairly happy. And then he lets him go, and he's like, and then swims on. She cracks me up. She's trying to buy a baby. Then my sister died and I took it in. And then the baby lost his legs. And now it's done.
Oh, this thing?
Yes. Oh my God, he's so funny. That was like my favorite part of that movie. Literally my favorite. It's the funniest shit.
I need to watch it again. It's been so long.
I just be going and watching just that one part, and I'm like, yeah, there we go. It's so funny. He was like, eat him. No, please. Don't do it. Eat him. Don't do it. Oh, that shit's hilarious.
Then, I feel like all of this was like in a span of a day.
Mm-hmm.
So then I saw a caution pop up one of the patients, and it was like, caution, patient will hold breath if restrained.
Oh my God.
And it was the shih tzu. So it was literally like, patient will turn blue if restrained.
She's like, watch this.
And yeah. I feel like, and then you know, like it knows that you stop. So, it'll be like, okay, well, let's draw your blood. And it's like, it'll turn blue. Like, okay, we'll stop. Fine. All right, let's trim your nails.
And she's just like, fine.
Yeah. Trying to off herself.
I wonder how long she's been doing that.
She's like 13.
She's a pro.
She knows the game. Like, she's like, it's out my brain.
She's like, don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
She's like,
yeah.
Terribly.
Little shit.
Then she comes to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so she gets
that's
away.
That's crazy. Now she has, she's holding her breath for a long ass time and she turns purple. Damn. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so she tries to off herself.
Now she's suicidal.
Yeah.
Every time she comes to the bed, she's like, nope.
This one says, Sim Patricia Trio is my new all-time favorite mispronunciation.
Do what?
Sim Patricia.
That is insane. Yeah. Sim Patricia Trio. I want y'all to be so serious. Like, do y'all not even try to sound the words out? Simperica literally looks like how it's spelled.
I know.
And trio.
Trial.
Yeah. Are y'all okay?
Sympatica.
Like. Oh, triflexes. I'll just be like, what? Comforters. Oh, my Lord. I just be like, okay.
Right. Yeah, really.
Okay. The Simpa Simpari Simpa Trio. Sim, yes I am. It's literally spelled how it just sounded out.
Simperica.
Shria. Lord. Y'all are like Sympatica. Like, what type of language do you think this is?
I don't know why this made me cry. I guess was like at the end of the day. And it was just so cute. But it's a baby panda that was sent from China to Japan as an ambassador for the friendship between the two countries. And somebody took a picture, and it says, on the flight, instead of being locked in a cage under the animal compartment, the panda was instead sitting in the passenger cabin with his caregiver, wearing a seatbelt, wearing a diaper, and enjoying bamboo leaves during the flight.
Stop.
He's like, he's enjoying having his leaves. He said, I'm not bothering nobody.
That is crazy. I would have been tripping out if there was a panda in it. Like, what if he gets upset? Do we have medicine?
Look at him. He just has like a bag of leaves on his lap.
I wonder how many leaves he had. Like, how many bags he had.
He's so happy.
I'm so cute.
Yeah, I was in bed and I was like, I don't know why it made me cry. Just tears, like,
just willing. Just, yeah, like, this is so fucking cute. Shit. Oh, God.
Okay, this one's stupid. This one says, we had a guy come in today saying he wanted his money back for the vaccines his dog got from us. He stated that he got his dog from a reputable breeder, and someone at the park told him his dog was not a purebred Maltipoo. Ooh. And because it was a reputable breeder that he got his dog from, it was obviously the vaccine that we had given the dog that changed his breed.
Okay.
Do people not know how vaccines work?
People are actually absolutely insane.
They're not going to alter your DNA.
Like, wow. It's like that 17 again soap. They're like, yeah, that's what it is. Y'all are putting shit in my dog. Oh my God, let me tell you about this man the other day. I'm going to talk directly to the blacks. Please listen to me well. I can only speak for the blacks because I am black. Okay? You Negroes. And I'm pissed. So I'm calling you what you are. You Negroes. That have these fucking bully breeds, I want you to go outside and touch grass. I want you to be so serious. This man fixed his lips to say, oh yeah, I feed my dog raw. Dr. was like, what does that mean? He was like, raw chicken and raw oysters. That's what my dog eats. Dr. was like, oh. That's very dangerous for you to be feeding anything raw to your animal. He's like, please be careful for salmonella and a plethora of other things.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, but you know, these dog foods that are giving dog heartworms and stuff.
Oh. Brandon, what is your problem?
That's giving me so bad. What happened?
Why?
He's like, Mom? He's looking like, no, he's like, something's going on.
I didn't do that.
But he's so scared right now. He's on edge. What happened, baby? You come up here too quick. That's what happened. He slipped on your iPad, I think.
And then he knocked over. And then the ball.
And scared the shit. I just closed my eyes and just like, hold on. He went back and was just like, what the fuck did y'all do? Yeah, like, we did something else.
I was like, I didn't do it.
I don't think neither one of our hands were touching the table. I was just like, well, y'all hear this on that's weird. God. I don't know.
I wish.
He's still sleepy. He just woke up from a nap. And he wanted to come say hi. And yeah, things just got real chaotic very quickly.
He was like standing over there, like, what are you guys doing? He was like,
bitch. He was looking at us like, bitch. What the fuck? What? And we looking at him like, shit, we don't know.
Oh my god, my tummy.
He's funny. He changed the color of the globe and everything. I don't know what he did. He slid and he was just like, absolutely not.
Oh,
that scared me.
That
scared me. We got to start recording because that scared me. But yeah, that dude, that black said, yeah, these dogs' foods right here giving dogs heartworms. Girl, I was over there sitting. It wasn't my patient. I was just sitting in the room because it was like just in the middle of that exam room, and I was just like, girl, I almost fell off the chair. When he said that, I was like, what are you talking about?
Dude, the restraint that we have to practice.
And I was like, that's crazy because heartworms come from mosquitoes. But anyways. He's like, yeah, I've been having bully breeze for like 5 years. You know, I know what they could do. Yeah, I know about bully breeze. Well, did you know that your dog got bit by a brown recluse and has a rotting spot? You didn't know that. But you know so much fucking everything else. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've been feeding raw. You know, I got from, you know, from people who've been breeding bully. These are so different. These dogs is different from other dogs. You know, this is a whole different breed. Duh, nigga. It's a whole different breed. Fuck. Girl, he pissed me off so bad. I was like, you are the most idiotic. All of y'all who breed, like, be serious. Y'all are some of the dumbest people on this side of heaven. I swear for God.
I remember one guy got, like, really upset because there was a wait and he just wanted antibiotics. And we're like, okay, well, we have to examine your dog to see what's going on. He's like, but I already know what it is. Why does she have to see it? Because it's the law. Because I can't.
And you don't know. You don't have a degree. You don't know every fucking thing.
Exactly. And then I started talking to him. And then it seemed like he was separating the puppies right at birth. It's like, that's not how it works. The puppies have to be with mom. What are you doing? And then also, he didn't have a whelping box.
Stupid. I said it. The dumbest fucking rocks.
And he had been doing that. For I don't know rocks. How many readings that he did that he was doing that. And I'm like, yeah, his dogs kept dying.
I wonder why. His
dogs kept dying.
I wonder why. Y'all are the dumbest people.
But you
wanted
antibiotics?
Y'all are dumb. Y'all are idiots. And I want y'all to be serious and go outside and touch grass. Your dogs ain't cute.
Oh, they have terrible issues.
Just breeding. You don't care about the dogs. You just care about making money. That's all that it is.
That's so sad.
It's like, you know, some of these certain breeds, you can tell the breeders that are just in it just to make money. See, I'm finna call y'all some names, and I'm just...
yeah, it's really frustrating.
I'm about to call y'all names. Y'all piss me off.
I've seen, like, conventions or dog shows on, like, Facebook, like, videos of it. Those dogs look so fucked up.
And they be like...
Yes, they're, like, this little... They're
bone!
Like
this, oh, my God.
Bow-legged. I was like...
Their teeth are just like, oh god, the jaws.
Yeah, that is so
y'all insane. Are sad.
They're
like, this is a fluffy breed. We do the Punnett squirt, Nick. Okay. Okay.
Those dogs, those poor dogs.
And the Frenchies, Jesus Christ. Y'all are insane.
I know.
Are you backdoor breeders? They think y'all are reputable just because.
That just reminded me. I saw a video. Oh my God. Stop freaking trying to vaccinate your own dogs. That is so sad. That is so sad. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh my God.
I saw a video.
We got our stuff from Tractor Supply.
Yes. Do not get your vaccines from Tractor Supply. Don't do it. Or co-op or any of those.
And then you wonder why your dog got parvo.
I saw a video on Facebook that was like, check out my girlfriend giving our puppies their first set of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny, the needle was like, what the fuck is she doing? It looked like a microtip needle. It was so thick. And like, she was like trying to like, she was doing it so slowly and like stabbing it into like the puppy, and the puppy was crying. I'm like, stop. If you cannot afford a veterinary visit for vaccines, then you should not be breeding animals.
No. Especially these dogs.
Why are you trying to do it yourself?
Yes.
That poor puppy. Oh, it made me so sad because I was like, now it's going to be traumatized.
Someone was fussing about Simparitria. I was like, well, call the company. I said, we set our prices. I was like, we can't not make money on these products. Okay. That thing is muscle. Like, as far as products go, we just set our prices for however the company. Like,
it's not, yeah.
Let's talk about Big Pharma if we want to. Let's not, because they'll probably try to kill us. But that's who y'all need to be mad at. Yeah. She's like, well, I can get them somewhere cheaper. I said, well, do that then. Okay. I don't know what people want from me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want from us. We even get to bitching about stuff that we literally don't have any control over. I can't control how long the doctor stays in a room with the patient. I can't control the type of cases that we have coming in.
Yeah.
You can't satisfy nobody.
I know. Oh my God, I saved so many Instagram. Okay, hang on. This is so mean.
Ew.
And then I found this thing. It says, zookeepers deny cutting his hair.
What?
It was just, it's like a lion with like, what is it, bangs?
Bangs. It looks like Paul McCartney.
It says, Guangzhou zoo lion spotted with straight bangs instantly becomes the main attraction. Oh, this episode of Bob's Burgers on the river.
I love that one. When he's Queen Latifah. And you win ITY. That's my favorite. Jean is so funny.
I love Jean. This one says, a groundhog named Chunk has been stealing a farmer's crops for years and eats in front of his camera.
Oh, that's right. He's like, it's like, yeah, thank you for the apple and the carrots and the broccoli. I think that's what that is. He fooled too. Look at that belly. Oh, look at some jaws. Lord.
So cute. It says Jeff Permar, a gardener in Delaware, noticed someone stealing his veggies. So he set up a camera and caught a groundhog munching on his vegetables. Oh, it says the groundhog soon attracted a partner named Nibbles, for whom Jeff even built a picnic table. As Chunk and Nibbles' family grew to 5, including their children Nugget, Chip, and Chibbles.
That's cute.
This one says, a rescue cat nicknamed Thick and Nugget takes up swimming to help him shed extra
weight. Thick and Nugget. That looks like you.
Are you calm now?
He's like, maybe.
This one says, my cats keep pushing each other in my trash can. They're like taking turns pushing each other in the side. This one says, my coworker called and asked if the DVM could use my dog for eye serum. I had her on speaker and of course said, sure. We hung up and my significant other goes, how are they going to do that? And I said, what do you mean? Him, how are they going to get it? It's just a blood collection. Him, oh, I thought you guys needed, like, tears
And she would be the perfect candidate because she do be crying a lot.
What? Look, this is right up her alley. Of course.
Like Snape and Harry Potter, where they had to collect his tears.
For his memories.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He was like, please, no. He's like, take them. He's like, take them. He was like, always. Oh. I was like,
I know, that made me cry so hard when I first watched it.
That snake fucked him up. Like, he was like,
oh, I know.
I was like, damn.
Nagini.
I'm glad he got fucked up at the end. I was like, yeah, kill him. He showed the flashbacks when he went in there was hugging Harry's mama. Like,
I know.
It's like all this time, always. That was too much.
You know, I think it was the very last movie, or maybe the one before, where they go to Godric's Hollow, and then they're at the cemetery, and then Hermione's like, "Someone's watching us," and then it's that lady, like in the corner, you know. And then they, like, follow her back to her house. That part freaked me out. I was like, I bet it smells disgusting. Yeah, she, like, limped back home. And then it was, like, the snake disguised as the lady.
Oh, it was too much. Yeah. The first part of Deathly Hallows confused me a lot. Because it wasn't much going on a lot of the time.
Yeah, it was just waiting.
Yeah. For the right time to go do things. And they were like in that damn tent. And I was just like in the woods. I'm like, do something.
Yeah. I always liked how the tent was bigger than what it looked like.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that effect.
I wish that was
for you. I know. Like, so I could just buy a little piece of land and just still have a big house. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then on the outside, it looks small so you don't get robbed.
There you go. Oh, humble. That movie is when Dobby died, wasn't it?
Yeah. I cried so hard when I first watched it.
She was like, they was on that beach, and I was like, fuck! Dobby is a free house. I was like, I know that's right, bitch.
He's surrounded by friends.
He was like, oh.
See, it wouldn't have happened if he didn't stall with that long ass speech at the Malfoy Manor. He was like, Dobby is a freak out.
Get to get that bitch said. It went clean through. Oh,
Dobby is free. Yeah, now you're a freak. Shut up.
Go. Get out of there. Yeah. Damn. Now your ass is grass. Yeah. We need you in the final battle. Jesus.
Oh, our sponsors for today.
Who do you have?
I put allergies.
Okay. I don't have allergies, so.
Thank you for giving me an itchy throat at the worst time. Thank you, allergies. Who do you have?
Thank you to Bully Breeders. For sponsoring this podcast. For filling me with rage. Or shout out to Dog Foods for giving dogs heartworms. Shout out to y'all too. Thank you for sponsoring.
Vaccines that are changing breeds.
We got vaccines that are changing DNA. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Use code.
We need a code. Use code. We should see that for a free anaphylactic shock.
There you go. Use code. We should you not for inbred. Thank you to our sponsors. And shout out to Chris Shanks for giving us the wapow.
Yeah,
for
I don't
the
know what the hell
today.
That was about.
He scared the shit out of himself and us too.
Yeah, I think he jumped and then my iPad was here. Then he slid. And then he freaked himself out. Thank God he didn't overreact.
Oh, that's what I was like. He went directly back to where he come. He was like, He was in that room so quick. I was like, he was like, what the fuck is happening?
That's what it's like living with a cat.
Oh my goodness.
It's too good. One time we were at my parents' house and I had taken a bath and the tub hadn't drained all the way. Mm-hmm. And I had all the lights turned off. I was about to go to bed. And then I just heard like a splash and then it was like. And he was like. And I was like, what happened? I got up and there was like these little pity paws, like wet pity paws coming from like the bathroom. And I was like, oh, he didn't. He thought that tub was empty, and he jumped in, and there was still water in there.
He's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
He's
rubber
black.
Just what you get. But please. Again, that is all the content for today.
That's it, you guys. It.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Support us on Patreon. Send us your stories. You can DM us on Instagram. Or you can email us your stories at stories@weshouldseenot.com.
Yes.
And that is it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.